2021新考点法组合卷一。一，听句子，选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，每个句子读一遍。
Number 1. Sally dreams of having a piano in the near future. Number 2. I had a headache and went to see the doctor yesterday. Number 3. The tour guide is introducing the beautiful views of the mountains. Number 4. Let's read the new words on the board together. Ready? Go! Number 5. Do you often go cycling with your friends at weekends?
Number 听句子，选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语，每个句子读两遍。
Number 6. Could you help me, sir?
Could you help me, sir?
Number 7. Hi, Betty. How's your family?
Hi, Betty. How's your family?
Number 8. I got the first prize in the speech competition.
I got the first prize in the speech competition.
Number 9. Excuse me, where is the library?
Excuse me, where is the library?
Number 10. What do you ask if you want to know the time?
What do you ask if you want to know the time?
三，听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容，选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
haven't got sunny days for so long. I wonder when the rain will stop.
The weather report says it will be sunny this weekend.
Great!
What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going for a picnic with my cousin. What about you?
I'm planning to get a part-time job.
A part-time job?
Yes, I want to buy a scarf for my father and a watch for my mother. Also, I need a hat.
A nice plan, but it might be better to put it off till this summer vacation. You'll have more time then.
Good idea, I will.
Haven't got sunny days for so long. I wonder when the rain will stop.
The weather report says it will be sunny this weekend.
Great!
What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going for a picnic with my cousin. What about you?
I'm planning to get a part-time job.
A part-time job?
Yes, I want to buy a scarf for my father and a watch for my mother. Also, I need a hat.
A nice plan, but it might be better to put it off till this summer vacation. You'll have more time then.
Good idea, I will.
请听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
How was your holiday?
To be honest, I'm really happy to be home.
Why?
Well, on the first day at the hotel, someone stole my bag.
Did you catch the person?
No.Luckily, I'd packed my ID card and money in a different bag, so as soon as I'd bought some new clothes, I went sightseeing.
Great!
The rest of the holiday went well until the last evening.
What happened then?
Suddenly, it became dark in the hotel, had some candles, then all the hotel guests sat in the reception area and sang songs from different countries. That was fun!
How was your holiday?
To be honest, I'm really happy to be home.
Why?
Well, on the first day at the hotel, someone stole my bag.
Did you catch the person?
No. Luckily, I'd packed my ID card and money in a different bag, so as soon as I'd bought some new clothes, I went sightseeing.
Great!
The rest of the holiday went well until the last evening.
What happened then?
Suddenly, it became dark in the hotel, had some candles, then all the hotel guests sat in the reception area and sang songs from different countries. That was fun.
四听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。短文读两遍。
Love, kindness, and courage.Are the most valuable things in the world. Here is a story. On a cold day in winter, Grandpa Wang fell down to the ground after the party, while the people around stood there just watching. Sheng Xiaohan, a 15-year-old boy, ran up and gave first aid without thinking twice until the doctors came. To everyone's joy, the old man was saved at last.The story seems beautiful, but a little unreal. Actually, it is really encouraging. At that time, the people around didn't want to help the old man because they didn't want to get in trouble. However, What the boy did made them feel sorry. Just give it thought. When you see someone in trouble, will you help out like Xiao Han? When Xiao Han was asked the reason why he did that, he said his role model is Lei Feng, who always offered help to people in need. It is Lei Feng's spirit that encourages many people, as well as him all the time. In our society, we need more people like Xiao Han to spread love and kindness and show courage. Behind the story, we can see a boy warmed up the cold winter and the society. As long as everyone gives a hand to people in need, the world will be full of beauty.
Love, kindness, and courage are the most valuable things in the world. Here is a story. On a cold day in winter, Grandpa Wang fell down to the ground after the party while the people around stood there just watching. Sheng Xiaohan, a 15-year-old boy, ran up and gave first aid without thinking twice until the doctors came. To everyone's joy, the old man was saved at last. The story seems beautiful, but a little unreal. Actually, it is really encouraging. At that time, the people around didn't want to help the old man because they didn't want to get into trouble. However, what the boy did made them feel sorry. Just give it thought. When you see someone in trouble, will you help out like Xiao Han? When Xiao Han was asked the reason why he did that, he said his role model is Lei Feng, who always offered help to people in need. It is Lei Feng's spirit that encourages many people as well as him all the time. In our society, we need more people like Xiao Han to spread love and kindness and show courage. Behind the story, we can see a boy warmed up the cold winter and the society. As long as everyone gives a hand to people in need, the world will be full of beauty.
五，听短文，填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，将所缺信息填入对应的横线上，每空一词，短文读两遍。
Good afternoon, boys and girls. Here's today's school news. First, sports news. Last week, our school held a soccer match. Class 7, grade 9, won the first place. Congratulations! Next comes health news. Dr. Lee will give us a speech on how to protect ourselves while doing exercise. The speech will begin at 5 p.m.This Tuesday afternoon in the gym. Please be on time. Then news about after-class activities. There will be an English corner in the school garden this Wednesday afternoon. We'll have a discussion about Chinese pop music. Waiting for you. Now the last news. A group of students from England are visiting our school this Friday. They are going to have a talk with us.About school life. Let's give them a warm welcome and hope they will have a good time in our school. That's all. Thank you.
Good afternoon, boys and girls. Here's today's school news. First, sports news. Last week, our school held a soccer match. Class 7, grade 9 won the first place.Congratulations! Next comes health news. Dr. Lee will give us a speech on how to protect ourselves while doing exercise. The speech will begin at 5 p.m. this Tuesday afternoon in the gym. Please be on time. Then news about after-class activities. There will be an English corner in the school garden this Wednesday afternoon. We'll have a discussion about Chinese pop music. Waiting for you. Now, the last news. A group of students from England are visiting our school this Friday. They're going to have a talk with us about school life. Let's give them a warm welcome and hope they will have a good time in our school. That's all. Thank you.